WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. It's day two of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. President Biden, the keynote speaker last night, backing his Vice President Kamala Harris. Outside the convention, protests taking place. ABC's Matt Gutman is there.
Chicago police bracing for another round of protests.
Come on, let's go!
After dozens breached the outer perimeter of the DNC late Monday, they'd gathered earlier, thousands of them, to condemn the Biden-Harris administration's handling of the Israel-Gaza conflict, the through line of the dozens of protest actions planned here this week.
A final report is out on last October's shooting rampage in Lewiston, Maine, finding that missed warning signs were there before gunman Robert Card killed 18 people, including the Army Reservist's superiors, failing to share information with local authorities about Card's aggressive behavior. Fewer Americans were born last year. The number of births in the U.S. dropping 2%. The CDC shows just under 3.6 million babies were born in 2023. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
An Iowa County resident has died after a crash that happened Sunday night in Orena. According to the Iowa County Sheriff's Office, an SUV was driving northbound on County Highway H when it veered off the road and then hit a power pole and struck a stop sign. The vehicle rolled onto U.S. Highway 14 before coming to a halt. First responders reported to the crash just before 10:30 p.m. Sunday night. Officials treated the 68-year-old passenger and said the individual later died of injuries suffered in the crash. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office have identified the passenger as Karen White, an Orena resident. Spring Green EMS took the 71-year-old driver to a hospital and is expected to be okay. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous day today with a high-pressure system controlling our weather, giving us sunny skies and cooler temperatures with highs scraping the low 70s. Patchy fog is possible overnight as we fall crisp to the upper 40s. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now for help. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, 67 degrees.
99.7.
Do it.
Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. They have had to postpone their current tour, but they promise they'll be back on the road soon. It's Heart.
I hear the ticking of the clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone. And the night goes by so very slow.
Seven Max FM. We'll be right back.
MaxFM Sports.
The Brewers and Cardinals open a three-game series in St. Louis tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Frankie Montas gets the nod for the Brewers, who start the day just a game behind the Dodgers and Phillies for the best record in the National League. Packers are back in the practice field this afternoon, getting ready for their final preseason game against Baltimore on Saturday. They'll hold a joint practice with the Ravens on Thursday. Second round of the Wisconsin State Open is underway today at Minocqua Country Club. Badger assistant coach Ross Thompson started the day with a one-shot lead. College football season just around the corner. ACC rivals Florida State and Georgia Tech will battle in Dublin, Ireland this weekend. The Badgers open their season at home against Western Michigan a week from Friday. Wisconsin starts the college volleyball season ranked third in the American Volleyball Coaches Association Top 25 preseason poll. Marquette Golden Eagles come in at number 24. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Mostly sunny for your Tuesday and a high in the mid-70s. Absolutely gorgeous weather. Shop local and save big over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Check out this great bargain we have for you on a four-pack of tickets to Circus World Museum. Your chance to get there before the season ends. Check it out at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Bon Jovi on the way this hour and Oasis right now after the fire. De Commissar on Max FM.
She was hot. She was singing, "Don't turn around, uh-oh. The commissar's in town, uh-oh. You're in his eye and you know why. The more you live, the faster you will die. Alex Clark, head commissar." She really meant, and I got to thinking while she was talking that her nose had told the story of those special places that she goes. I mean, she rides with the others in the subway singing, "Don't turn around, uh-oh, the commissar's in town, uh-oh. And if he talks to you and you don't know why, you say your life is gonna make you die." Alice Clark, the commissar. Cause all the children know they were sliding down into the valley. They're all slipping on the same snow. Here the children,
"Don't turn around,
uh-oh. The
commissar's in town,
uh-oh. He's got the power and you're so weak, and your frustration will not let you speak. La 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 la.
Don't turn around,
uh-oh.
The commissar's in town,
uh-oh.
More
99.7 Max FM.
It's all the same.
Gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really have.
Oasis, Wonderwall, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Cannot complain about this weather. Absolutely beautiful. If you get a chance to get outdoors and enjoy it, please do. Music from Tom Cochran on the way, and the Cars.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Friday, August 23rd, the Culver Community Park will be hosting a concert in the park with Jeremy Horn. Jeremy's first single, First Love, and his debut album, Atmosphere, made the top 10 best-selling new releases in the praise and worship category on Amazon. Growing up with the sounds of James Taylor and Tom Petty, Jeremy spent most of his early years emulating the sounds and styles of pop culture. This concert will be on Friday, August 23rd from 6:30 until 8:30, and it's a free event. It's also time to go back in time with the Heritage Day Rendezvous at Pioneer Log Village. This will be happening Friday through Sunday, August 23rd to the 25th, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily, and then 10 until 4 p.m. on Sunday. This event will take place at the Reedsburg Area Historical Society and Pioneer Village. You can find all the details at rahspv.com. Visitors will have the opportunity to talk with mountain men, voyagers, and long hunters while also enjoying special exhibits, reenactments, and demonstrations. Food and music will be available on site, and the cabins and museums will be open for touring. Again, this is Friday the 23rd through Sunday the 25th, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. And Downtown Portage will be hosting the Taste of Portage Market Fair for 2024. The event will feature live music, a car show, food, drinks, vendors, kids' activities, sidewalk sales, a half marathon, and a 5K run walk. All the details can be found at portagewi.com.
Mouthwatering steaks, seafood, sandwiches, and Black Angus burgers. Hi, this is Jason from Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. If you're looking for the perfect place for a quick lunch or a date night out, Jay's offers a little bit of everything, even a huge kids menu. Jay's is also the place for holiday parties, banquets, baby showers, and any other upcoming events you are planning. We feature Wisconsin tap beer, a great wine list, and a full bar. Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg has something for everyone. We'll see you soon.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous day today with a high-pressure system controlling our weather, giving us sunny skies and cooler temperatures with highs scraping the low 70s. Patchy fog is possible overnight as we fall crisp to the upper 40s. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now for help. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
One day in, the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Now like I loved you then. This is the road and these are the hills. From Moses.
Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thanks for coming along with us on this Tuesday afternoon. It's John Cicada.
Taking a day at a time. Dealing with feelings I don't want to hide. Turning to love as I go, baby. Without taking you
and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Gotta hold on.
My
It's the Knack and My Sharona. Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM for your Tuesday afternoon. Another 50-minute music hour heading your way with Hall & Oates. FM with Tony Basil.